If you knew it was me, would you?
Cut you open, pull out on you.
Ashley sends an impulse
up to the zones in the map.
Run your fingers down the wall and ask about your next
involvement. Keep your hand off that dial. This is 102.4.
In Rim Insight.
Broadcasting on all planes of reality. What's up, guys, to another episode of Blue Room Insight. I am Daniel.
This is Darius.
It's Matt.
What the fuck? Are you? What is that? What are you doing over here?
And Skipper's here, too.
Where are you? What is that picture of?
I saw a reflection of you on the phone, so I took a picture.
Okay. That's fair.
It's whatever.
You're going to do some weird shit to it. I already know.
No.
It's okay. No. You're probably going to post it in the damn cook chat.
No, I'm going to post this one in the group chat. Thank you.
That's a funny one. So how you guys been? It's been a minute. It's been a really busy week. I mean, here in North Carolina, especially on the coast, we have a lot of 4th of July celebrations. And usually we're a pretty big tourist destination. So basically from Thursday to Wednesday has been balls to the wall. For me, at least. Well, for me, Darius.
Yeah, yesterday was busy.
It was deadish in the morning. We had a nice thunderstorm earlier.
Yeah, well, you don't talk to me about your mainland problems. Like, you know, we don't know what that's like. We see the clouds, we hear it, and we're like, see you later. Sadly, we want it. I'm not going to, I like it.
It was nice.
Yeah, I bet if
I did end up outside during it at
one point. You know, that's like one thing that I kind of miss about Leland, because like that happened a lot in Leland.
It didn't happen today.
Not today.
It sprinkled. That's all we got.
We got a little sprinkle for 30 seconds, and that was it in Sneed's Ferry.
Okay, it sprinkled. That's unfortunate. It sprinkled, but before it sprinkled, it was lightning.
Before it sprinkled.
Jacksonville was no such fucking thing. Top-notch thunderstorm.
I just realized we definitely cover like 50 miles of North Carolina. We, four counties? Brunswick, New Hanover, Pender, Onslow. Four counties here represented. Well,
we don't represent Hanover, but yeah, it's there.
And Pender, technically.
Wait, you're Surf City.
I'm Onslow.
Surf City.
We're
both Onslow.
We're all three of us are Onslow.
And I got Brunswick and New Hanover.
But I own a business in Surf City in Pender County, and then I own the business in Sneedsbury, which is Onslow County. But our location is also on the county line, so we represent. Like literally, you could throw a rock that way, and it's in Pender County. Yeah. No, here.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah, we represent a lot. I never noticed that. Also, there is a dude that I need to get up with. Justin mentioned him. I don't know if you guys have heard, but you guys are aware that we had those wildfires in Brunswick County.
The Green Swamp.
Yeah, in Columbus County then, right? Brunswick, Columbus.
But it was both.
Okay.
Because it covers both counties.
Yeah. And then, so there have been reports of Bigfoot in Brunswick County lately.
I've actually been meaning to check in on that.
There is a guy that started following me that my friend Justin told me about, and I need to. I'm gonna reach out to him tomorrow morning, and I'm gonna talk to him. He's a dog trainer, and he's known in Brunswick County, so it's cool. I think that's cool that like it was him. Yeah. He owns a lot of land, and he hunts and like all this stuff. But what I'll do is, if we do get an interview or something, Matt, you're the guy that's going.
Gotcha.
Sorry, buddy.
I know. I'm there.
Oh, he's like, no, but I'm excited. He's like, I want. Well, hey. Okay, well, this might excite you even more. He has Bigfoot casts. He went out there and found footprints.
In the Green Swamp?
No. On his property.
Well,
So he doesn't live in Green Swamp. He lives closer to I want to say Regalwood. And
that's Columbus County.
No, Regalwood's in Brunswick.
No, it's not. That's Columbus County.
No.
Yeah. You cross you cross the county line to get to Regalwood.
Do you?
I live 5 minutes from it.
Isn't... Well, he told me like between Delco and Regalwood.
Yeah, that's all Columbus County.
I thought Delco was Brunswick County.
No. You cross
the county. It sprawls across three counties, Brunswick, Pender, and Columbus.
Regalwood? Holy shit.
But no. So what it is, Regalwood, you have... It's all in Columbus County.
No, this it doesn't say
the
that.
The actual town, like the main town.
Okay, right. Columbus. But he... Okay, so you might really be right on that. I don't know. But he owns like 100 acres of land out there. So I'm... But right. My friend told me specifically Brunswick County.
So what it is... So...
As of the 2010 census, had a population of 579.
Yeah, it's and all of them work at
it's
the...
It's a small town.
The, the plant.
The paper mill, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Piggly Wiggly. So what it is, if you go down 74, 76, you cross the county line, they go into Columbus County. A minute later, you make a right, you go to Regalwood. You keep going straight, you'll pass the Delco store that we work for.
What?
Yep. And then on the left, across...
Wait, no, across man, if you go on 74, 76, you just keep going straight, and then you pass the Delco store.
That's what I just said.
Oh, I thought you said taking a right.
You take a right, you go to Regalwood. You go take a right, oh, you go
gotcha,
to Regalwood.
Gotcha.
You keep going straight.
So the Delco store is in Columbus County?
Yes.
What the fuck?
And if you make a left in front of...
Dude, this is mind-blowing. And, you know, we have a few audience members who work in the same company that we work for.
On this episode, Daniel learns geography.
And if you make a left in front of the Delco store, you take a road that takes you back to 17.
Towns are not geography, Skipper.
Yeah.
No. But it's good try. Enough. Yeah, you come at me. Why don't you take another nap?
So
I might
fucking reset again.
So you got...
You might have to. You want a no. Cannabis water?
No.
Do you want to? You want anything?
I'm good.
Okay.
So you got Columbus County, and then there's a section that is a mixture of both Columbus and Brunswick.
Mm.
And there's like a couple roads that'll take you in between each.
Mm. I bet they will. But yeah. So anyways, Bigfoot was sighted out there. There are tracks. Maybe if I get up with him, maybe we can all go, or you and I can go, or
I've always been thinking about it. Like the Green Swamp's a big ass area.
I've been wondering. Yeah, I 100% already think that.
Yeah,
Bigfoot is probably around here that he would have to also be in the Green Swamp. I do, however, think 90% of the Bigfoot that are called in are probably black bear. And then maybe something else, but like, bet you
mostly bear.
Yeah, but I bet you 2-5% could actually be Bigfoot. You don't know. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like UFOs with me now. It's like, yeah, 98% of UFOs are government-made objects. However, I do believe that 2%, or there is a percentage that are not from us, and they're also not from this planet. And that's, I do believe that. I could be wrong. I could be completely wrong. But who knows?
We're here, but not here
anymore. Official disclosure from NASA.
Yeah, so which we're gonna just dive in then, because that's all the Bigfoot shit I got, and I don't think anything else is going on with you guys.
Nope.
No.
So I've been working to do and see it.
Oh yeah, that come out this week.
Tomorrow.
Are you gonna see it tomorrow night?
I'm not allowed to. Gotta wait for Chloe to come back.
So you're gonna go see it tomorrow night?
No.
She's not gonna know.
I thought that, but I kind of rather be excited.
Does she listen to the podcast?
No. The only ones that she was on, probably.
All right. Then yeah, we're good. Then you're good.
Oh, I know I'm good if I wanted to. It's tempting.
How's Thomas doing, man?
I was with him today.
Oh, how's he doing? How's the firefighting job and stuff?
Yeah, he likes it. You know,
go see the movie.
He's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird because on base day, instead of keeping him at one station, they actually sent him around to multiple stations.
Oh, cool.
Throughout the week.
So it keeps him pretty good.
Well, I guess...
Rotation.
His position, he does that. Not everybody, but he was going to different stations.
That's because he's the gopher.
Yeah, some of the stations are like ass.
Yeah.
And some are
that's
like
what I'm
really
saying.
Nice.
He's the gopher.
People love being there. And they cook and everything. But the one that he was at originally didn't do shit.
Like, oh, so just, so he's well, at least he's experiencing than a lot of houses.
Yeah, and a lot of them are just want to collect the paycheck, and they just like sit in their bunks and don't do anything.
Yeah.
And then others want to actually learn and all that stuff. And he was just like, and he's not allowed to go in any of the commissaries or anything like that because he's just a contractor, which I experienced myself. I was just in the food realm of what he does. So so it's kind of cool because I can relate to him in some ways with that job, but obviously not with the actual trade itself.
But he's happy, he's doing good.
Yeah, yeah. They'd have mandatory overtime, which I'm sure he told you about. Mm-hmm. How they so basically
has he already been called in?
Yeah, he worked a 72-hour shift.
Damn.
Yeah, and he said it was shitty because there's no AC, and where he was staying at, mm-hmm. so it was just hot as balls, like 82 degrees.
I mean, he's a firefighter, man. He needs to be used to
it. Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, he just was like, it sucked. But what happens is these guys will call out, and they'll force him to work. And since he's the grunt right now, like the full-blown, like just the new guy, they have him do all the check-off stuff and constantly clean, which is, you know, that's just going
to
happen.
It's also him learning how to do the check-offs right. and stuff like that.
And plus, that's just, you know, that standard's really high on base. Yeah. I'm not saying they're not high for other fire stations, but they're extremely high on base. So
they have to be because that, they're actually because when you get contracted like that, they're reliable for anything that actually happens to them. Where say like it's on Camp Lejeune,
right?
So like Camp Lejeune being a Marine base, if any like say like they had their own fire department,
yeah,
they are liable for whatever that fire department does. Right. And honestly, a lot of first responders, especially when it comes to the fire department and sometimes police officers, there's some collateral damage there.
Right.
So it's better this way so that they can't be blamed or sued or anything like that.
Right. Well, I mean, also those standards, because obviously I don't think he wants to stay on base like his whole career.
Right.
But that will translate over to the civilian land really well in the future.
Right.
So I think that's just where he knows it's going to suck for a while.
Right. But I mean, but like his...
He just makes best out of it.
Yeah. That's fun.
So... Besides that, I think it's fine. He gets 3 days off. He gets 2 days on, 2 days off,
right.
basically. So he gets like 2 days off. He can do whatever he wants. And then he has to go back in for 2 days. That ain't that bad. The only thing that sucks is if someone calls out. So
right. I gotcha. Well, good for him. And if he's listening to this, hey, man, hope you're doing well. Which sounds like you are, so good job. I knew you could do it.
It's always still waiting on a paycheck.
From them?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, from us? I was like, there's no, way. Got okay, I was paycheck. Like, there's no way. I don't do that shit. No. I was
he's
like, they're...
on paycheck from them because it's a 2 week pay period. So he has to wait like two.
Cause so he has to wait two. He has to wait a whole month before
yeah,
he gets paid.
Yeah, he has to wait a whole month, yeah.
Damn.
No me gusta. Fuck that.
That is a no me gusta. That's one of those reasons why I also kind of didn't want to do teaching or get into a government job.
Yeah,
that pay period,
weeks.
Man. Not saying I could have. Obviously, I feel like you could have got used to and adapted, right? But like
yeah,
it is interesting.
Got to wait a whole month without getting paid.
A whole month. Why you don't like that?
That's a sick ass shirt,
you
know. Though.
You don't like that at all? Like just a little snuggle here and there? You know, me and Matt do it, and it's not bad. Yeah. Darius fights it, but doesn't hurt me. Like he just you used to do that, but now you stab me with shit, and I don't like that. I don't like being stabbed. I don't like being bit. By like insects, I had to clarify. But like, you know, Vampira, you know, that's different. But
you got that sweet blood from mosquitoes.
Oh, speaking of mosquitoes, how about malaria coming to fucking South Florida and
Excuse
Texas?
Me? Malaria
is easily curable.
Yeah, but now you know. The mosquitoes that are spreading it just so happen to be the Bill Gates mosquitoes that were released in South Florida and Texas.
Huh.
And right now, just real quick, which I'm sure now this is going to take a long ass time mixing because I said that. He actually has a vaccine going on. He's in the process and he's been in the process of making a
malaria.
Vaccine for a malaria vaccine.
So what is he pregnant? What disease does he predict next?
I don't know, but it might be a good idea to listen to that shit. And I'll tell you right now, every time I see a mosquito, I'm just like,
I haven't been bit by a mosquito.
They don't bother me.
Oh no, I got it. I got I think O negative blood or something. So like apparently,
I never had one bite my foot the other day.
You had one do that?
Yeah.
That was mean. What'd you do to it?
It's no longer alive.
Because of you, or because of its life cycle being so short?
Well, specifically because of me.
He goes both. It's both.
I trapped it in a jar so it couldn't hurt anyone else.
Mentality. That mosquito just went to another dimension. He's still alive. He's just not in this.
Dude. Okay, real quick, high logic, right?
Are you about to talk what I just said?
Kinda.
Quantitative.
Like a quantum thing?
Yeah.
But you remember how I used to, in Leland, I would thrust the bread... The bread station, and I would be like, look, man, if I could just do it hard enough and like kind of like deep enough, I could create a black hole. And like theoretically, like I'm not wrong, And there's a kid there. We won't say his name. We'll keep that, you know, hidden because I haven't talked to that kid in a long time. But, man, he really tried to fight me on how, like, that would happen.
I wasn't at work at the time.
No, but he came in.
They were arguing about it, and then I came in at 5 o'clock. Well, and the first thing Daniel says is, "All right, hypothetically, if I thrust hard enough, would this make a black
hole?" I remember that day.
Yeah, but it was the way that I'm thrusting. It was the way that the table was hitting the wall. Like, it was
there
like
was also a scale basically sitting on the table.
Yeah, so I remember. Yeah.
Wobble. So like, because I was like, you know, because it would go in. It's basically this, and then the big bang or something. Like, you know, just, and then rips a vacuum and like all this fun stuff. Yeah,
we did it extremely hard.
Right, so it was all theoretical. So now let's think of this. Okay, so let's think that there was a mosquito here and all this stuff. Or like something, just something here. Some kind of insect. And you just, hard enough. What if you put that motherfucker in a different dimension? Like, you didn't kill him. You know, like sometimes if you step on like a roach hard enough.
That's
or
not
a
what
bug,
I was talking about.
They just fucking disappear.
That's not what I was talking about. But
you weren't talking about like pushing them into a different dimension?
The quantitative immortality thing. I'm sure you guys have heard of it before.
I thought you were just talking about like the basic stuff.
Quantitative immortality.
Yeah. Enlightened Skipper. Enlightened.
Quantum immortality?
Yeah.
Did I say
quantum?
I did say quantum, didn't I?
Yeah.
I was hearing like quantitative or something like
It's your nap.
But also my lips. I'm still waking up. But my lips are like fucked up right now. It hurts, bro. It sounds like I have herpes, but I don't.
What the fuck?
No, dude, I bit my lip the other day and it just fucking hurts.
Okay, I thought you were like trying to tell me they were chapped from sucking Thomas's dick too much or something. I was fine.
That shit escalated quickly.
It hurts. Yeah, like why herpes? Who cares?
Because when I say it on there, it's like, herpes, bro.
No, they're not. You just fucking say like they're 95%
of the population have it.
Literally everybody has some form of herpes, bro.
Anyway, back to it. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Not me.
So
he's like, I'm that 6%.
Yeah, anyways.
Because I'm clean. I'm clean.
So.
You dirty boy. You
get the fuck out. Basically.
Dirty boy. Dirty, dirty, dirty.
I'm trying to explain, bro.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay. So basically, they say that you can't perceive like death. So they're saying that like, there's a theory out there that if you die, instead of like, you just like perceiving that you died, you just go into another dimension and think you continued your life. So,
okay,
a good example of it is, and I'm going to keep on going, is like you get in a car accident, you're dead in this dimension, but you actually just went to another dimension where you survived the car accident.
I know what you're talking about. So, your consciousness like transfers over or something like that.
Yeah.
And there's also a theory that, you know, when you die, that you experience like your entire life again.
Yeah.
That the reason why you go through your entire life in those 2 minutes, it's because your body's trying to figure out a way to defeat death, but it can't because it's never experienced it before.
That's scary.
Yeah, that is crazy, though.
Well, I kind of like the quantitative immortality. That means you just live forever somehow, right?
Kind of, but when you think about it,
not really.
So, though. Hold on. So, you know, energy equals mass and, like, all that kind of stuff. So, kind of think it on a... on that kind of E equals MC squared kind of level, right? So you have energy, and when energy can convert into mass, and then mass, which is us, when we die, we convert back basically into energy. So technically, on the flip side, as above, so below, or whatever, which does not correlate to quantum anything.
Yeah.
That's just me being Daniel. But like, sure, it could go, for, you know, one dimension's this way, and you flip it, it could be the other way. So on this side...
Yeah,
you are mass here.
So it's
when you're gone here, you are mass there.
Right. Yeah.
But that's obviously, this is just high logic. I don't believe this. I do not subscribe to that.
Yeah.
But it's always fun talking about quantum shit when you're high.
And then it makes you think, how many times have you almost died?
Or how many times have you been on the other side?
How many canon events have you avoided?
Canon events.
That kid is getting into that van. It's canon, though, so I can't do anything about
it. Dude, that's super weird. So,
that water is eroding away that rock. There's nothing I can do. It's a canyon event.
It's a canyon event.
So.
I can't stop before this car. I gotta keep going. It's canon. It's like, it's just called suicide, bro. The rope. It's canon. The rope that hangs from the ceiling. Is this episode about Foo Fighters?
Huh? Yeah, so this episode is about Foo Fighters. Sorry. You guys were just talking, but I was handling something with work. So I was kind of like out there. Thanks for keeping it going, Darius. Yeah, so this episode is about Foo Fighters. I love the music. Well, other than the band, which is named, I'm actually pretty sure, because of this. It is. I know Dave Grohl likes UFOs and like that kind of shit, which a lot of, I feel like a lot of rock guys do, right?
Yeah.
They're into the weird and the conspiracies, paranormal, stuff. Supernatural.
Black Sabbath, you know.
Now, Foo Fighters, what did you guys think of, like, before researching or looking into this, what did you guys already know about Foo Fighters? Not the band, but the UFOs that were basically stalking the Allied planes of World War II.
So
what I knew about them was balls of fire in the sky.
Yeah, that's basically for me too.
So just did,
balls of light.
Okay, what about you?
World War II,
Darius?
Just World War II, like UFOs, basically.
Okay, so I was kind of on your guys' side with that. And I've seen a lot of TV shows and movies where they try to take that and make it more like a saucer or something. Mm-hmm. But I haven't really, to me, like, it kind of, like, I've always thought it was St. Elmo's fire or something like that. However, especially in the last few months, my mind on UFOs and stuff like that has changed tremendously. But I would also say that another one of my thinking about it was, I always thought it was Nazi shit. I just always thought it was Nazi shit. And a lot of people try to say, oh, it's Nazi weapons or something like that. There's a point where you are so advanced that you don't come with weapons anymore. And I think flying saucers might be that. You know what I mean? Like, we can't touch them. We don't know. I don't know. It seems like we may have shot some down. But, like, during maybe World War II.
Yeah, we couldn't touch it.
Right.
We had.
Like, I mean, those things were toying with us. I just don't know what they were, but we're going to get into that tonight. Does anybody want to like start off on it, or should I just keep going?
I got you.
Okay. Mr. Matthew.
So the Royal Air Force reported seeing lights following their aircraft from as early as March 1942, with similar sightings involving the RAF bomber cruise over the Balkans starting on April 1944. The first American sightings were from the 422nd Night Fighter Squadron stationed in occupied Belgium during the first week of October of 1944.
So, wait, which squadron?
The 422nd.
That's so crazy, because Wikipedia says the 415th. Did they lie to me? So, can you tell me what plane? Do you know what plane was the 425th?
422nd.
I'm sorry, 422nd?
The 415th.
So, I have 415th because of Wikipedia. Because, you know, that's just how we be. But, hold on. Let me check. We just want to make sure that you guys are getting the right squad. Okay, so I have 415th on the Smithsonian. Where are you showing me, please? Oh, four. What is that on?
Wikipedia.
Oh. Okay. Never mind. I think I know why. Are you going over sightings?
History.
The history. Oh, history right here.
They were named by the 415th. They were first sighted by the 422nd.
Yeah. Oh, okay, my bad. Continue then, my good sir.
At the time, these were believed to be Messerschmitt 163 rocket-powered interceptors, but they didn't operate at night. The bulk of the sightings began in November of 1944, when pilots flying over Western Europe by night reported seeing fast-moving, round, glowing objects following their aircraft. The objects were described as fiery and glowing red, white, or orange, and some pilots described them as being Christmas tree lights.
Can you say orange again?
Orange.
I really like that.
Orange.
Orange. Just say it one more time.
Orange.
Okay, now say it slower. There you go. I didn't say softer pitch.
But you liked it.
Yes.
You can go ahead.
With the colors of the balls, does that change? Like, what do you think that is? Like, seeing
if you're asking color? What it means to me, nothing.
No, okay, so then what do you think? Does that change, or does that correlate with maybe St. Elmo's fire or some other electromagnetic natural phenomenon that we just didn't know about back then? Or could it be Nazis? Could it be this interceptor that Matt is talking about? Or does it not? Does the color not even matter to you?
I mean, it could be a lot of things.
Okay, but like what? Right. So I want you to tell me what you think. Maybe like a couple of those things might be for you, Mr. Skipper. Why is this so hard right now? Just fucking say it, man. That's cool, though. Oh, yeah, you can... Oh, St. Elmo's Fire?
Yeah.
Yeah. You should also look up... you should actually look up... Darius, have you seen pictures of the Foo Fighters?
Yeah,
I've like, seen pictures. Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, so, Skipper, what do you think? Just...
I don't know.
Oh, you're still like... So none of the... I understand that you're just like, it could be anything, or a lot of things, but like, so you don't have anything right now? That you're just still...
At the moment, yes.
Okay.
So this is the Messerschmitt.
Gotcha.
Just that little.
I know what that is.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Matt, does those colors of the balls of whatever they are, does it kind of
orange?
No. Orange. Orangutan.
Orange. Orange.
Or red and green.
Orange.
Well, for you, what color are those?
Red and green. So don't ask me which one's which.
Even if it was the engine on the back, it wouldn't appear as a ball.
Well, it also wouldn't. It wouldn't be able to follow them the way it seemed to right, follow.
And they
them.
Wouldn't be able to see it.
Right, know? And also, I'm sorry, but that thing right there is supersonic, not subsonic. Wait, did I say that right?
Super. You said supersonic, not subsonic.
Yeah. So faster than speed of sound.
This one go very fast.
Yeah, and then the night fighters that the USS AAFF. Royal shit and the Allies used what were those, the P-70 Nighthawks or whatever,
yeah,
they also called night fighters, those things were subsonic, so which most of our planes were subsonic back then. There was probably like two or three that was really powered by a rocket engine. These things are powered by normal combustion forced induction. Well, yeah, forced induction engines. So typically inline sixes from BMW or
Mercedes.
Yeah, a lot of European. Oh, Rolls Royce was a big one, man. Like, sorry, Skipper and I. We love planes, guys.
Darius, wise.
No.
You looking at porn, buddy?
No.
Okay. So Matt, continue, my good guy. What's going on here? You guys putting a dick in my mouth?
No.
Why?
Let me see. Let me see. Okay. Matt, go ahead.
It's not funny.
And yet everyone's laughing.
So, most...
Hold on. Okay, real quick. Darius, can you tell me how you got to that picture? And do you want... You know what? We're going to tell. Is that the South Tower or the North Tower?
Let's focus on a future episode.
That's why I just like look over and I just see 9/11. I'm like,
why are you researching a future episode during this episode? Because
it taps.
What?
Tabs.
Oh, tabs.
Oh, okay.
No, I gotcha. I got a bunch of tabs. I still have all those tabs from Joe and Ron.
Same.
From Wow Weird West Virginia.
I have 83 tabs open
right now. Dude, I got a shit ton of tabs open.
There's like stuff I want to save and I'm like, let's go right back to it.
Do you really have 83?
Oh, I had 100 and like something.
Buddy. I got like 15. I thought that was a lot.
No, I got like hundreds.
Why? Dude, but that's an Apple thing. I've noticed that. You fucking Apple users never delete your goddamn tabs.
I keep mine around
499 tabs.
God, what? Damn. This right here, one, two, three, five tabs on my computer? All. That's like max. No.
On my computer, no. I usually go up to like 8 before I start a new window.
Most of the tabs are stuff I want to go back to.
Yeah, it's stuff that.
And I can just easily click on it, and I don't have to go through favorites.
I was looking at apps.
But what do you do? What's on it? Like, what are you... Like, what is... What's... How... What 88 sites do you regularly visit?
I don't regularly visit them. They're just there.
How much... How many are porn?
Zero.
Really?
It's essentially leaving the tab open instead of bookmarking the site.
I understand that. I also have that because of the hunting and the... So, whenever I go on base, I have to have that kind of stuff open. So, like, I have that. And then I also have... like certain bills that don't have apps. Yeah. I have those in my tabs, but that's like it. But this guy.
Zero is porn.
But why?
Anyway, this is a cool
issue. If you're going to keep tabs open, right? If you're going to keep tabs open, why wouldn't you keep that open?
Just fucking plays in the background. You don't know which tab is coming from.
Does that happen?
If an app. So TikTok will do it.
TikTok will play in the background?
Yeah, so if I like have TikTok open and I hit the home button, it'll glitch out sometimes and the audio is still playing.
Fucking he's like on fucking Pornhub. It's just like he gets off the phone and just hangs up because my music does that sometimes. I'll hang up and then like it'll play, but it's like still trying to connect to like something, but it plays out of the phone. And
I have never searched porn on this phone.
Good for you.
That's why he has his old phone still.
You know, I actually did that once. I did do that once. And it didn't last very long. It kind of got boring. And it also, it's so much work. Like, you got to keep it charged. You got to fucking, you know.
Healthy phone, dude.
Yeah, like, dude, it's just not good. So you know what I did? Instead of scratching everything, So when I first got the new phone, you scratch everything, right, off the old phone, and then you just boot it back up, you skip all the sign-ins, and then you just use the internet. Well, I didn't even bother scrapping it this time. I just traded it in full, like, fledged everything open. I don't even know. They may not have looked, because sometimes they don't. They just go straight to factory reset. So I have no idea. But if they did, I bet it was hilarious. And I did it for that reason. I thought it'd be fine.
Yeah.
But that was like 2013, 2012 when I did that. It's a long ass time ago. Yeah. I've never searched a porn site on this phone. So. My type in boobies here. I'm just
trying. Google image.
Yeah. Google image. Darius's cock.
That's an old dial-up technique.
Well, it took forever to load the tip.
5 minutes later, I got half of it done.
Yeah. Sorry, let's get back to it, Matt. You okay, Darius?
So, yeah, I'm just looking at these pictures.
Okay. This time, not of 9/11.
No.
So, pilots and air crew reported that the objects flew together in formation, and the aircraft behaved as if it was under intelligent control, but it never displayed hostile behavior. So, most of the pilots tried to outmaneuver the lights, but they couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
They always just followed around them, and then they also tried to shoot them down, but they also couldn't do that either.
Yeah, see, my thing with the Foo Fighters that really got to me was, always wanted to kind of believe that it was like St. Elmo's fire, or even some kind of electromagnetic shit. Some kind of phenomenon that's natural, explainable. We just have to figure it out. But whenever I started reading and hearing stories about them leaving the plane or like being able to intelligently like steer this energy ball, I was just like, okay, this isn't St. Elmo's fire. Or this isn't like an electromagnetic ball. Because like my thing is if that was the case, then I don't think it would leave the plane that I was with. And I even try to think of like being at such a high altitude that that's where the magnetic shit would happen. I was like, that makes sense to me, right? Being on the tips of the wings and just kind of like, yeah, following it down. Yeah. Okay. Well, then when it fucking leaves the plane, or when it comes to the plane, or they try to shoot at it, which means that they are following it now. Like, so they engaged in something that was clearly physical and was intelligent on some level, whether being a drone or piloted by a being or something like that. But like, that's why like that gets to me with the weird shit. But then I also think of, you know, well, Nazi experiments, which we can get into that later. So keep going, amigo. Matt's really taking this one. It's nice. And you sound good over there, buddy.
You're welcome. So because of how many people saw the lights in Europe. Europe. Sorry.
Orange.
They were often called kraut fireballs.
Which is like, you know, if you think of that, they're calling them fucking Nazi fireballs.
And the military took all the sightings seriously, and they also suspected that it was German technology.
Yeah, of course they did. I mean, I still kind of suspect that myself. Skipper, what do you think?
Well, this was in October. In December, the Supreme Headquarters of the Allied Expeditionary Force issued a press release, which was printed in the New York Times, describing the phenomenon as a new German weapon.
Okay.
Follow-up stories simply referred to them as Foo Fighters.
Right. And that was from the time, huh? So is that actually January 15th, 1945, that is the official, that's when they were officially known as Foo Fighters? At least maybe with the public, like that we call it a specific name now, not just like military.
Before that, because the, I don't know when those subsequent stories
happened. I gotcha.
Well, it was originally called the Foo Fighters by Donald J. Myers.
Okay.
He said it over the radio.
Those radio guys.
Let's see.
So, it's crazy to think that this was... I mean, so far, these are mainly seen over Germany, right?
But they did see some in the Pacific as well. Although these ones were slightly different.
So, German and Japanese pilots have also reported these.
For the where'd it go?
So Axis and Allies both reported these in. It was not just an Allied thing, because that was always a question for me. Because a lot of the stuff that I was reading was mainly talking about us,
right?
Yeah.
But like, if the Germans are also reporting them in, then that gives me a little bit of info on, well, one, They were confident enough in themselves to test on their own pilots with whatever they got going on. And two, clearly there's another deep state in another country, which we already know that Nazis and the SS and like that shit went deep. Like, you know, and it also went deep in the cult like shit, which I fucking, that stuff is so interesting and so crazy. Like, it's literally fucking insane, but that's another day. But, I don't know, like that. So that kind of shit like reminds me of like the Roswell shit or the Tehran UFO incident, and like it just makes you think like, are these our bogeys? Are these us? And we're just fucking like, we just don't tell anybody, you know? The SR-71 was a CIA plane, and they flew that way before we knew. Matt, are you okay, buddy?
Yeah.
Do you need some? Yeah, I know. Do you need anything?
You have allergy pill?
Probably somewhere. Might be upstairs. You can check one of those. So, these balls of fire, right? Just like we said, they were seen in the Pacific Theater. They were slightly different, as you guys were saying. And these ones, I guess, just like hung in the sky.
For the most part, the Japanese or the Pacific ones just kind of hung out. They occasionally followed a plane.
Right.
But yeah, those ones are the main ones I've seen described as balls of fire.
Gotcha.
The other ones were described as like an orange fiery red light, but this one's specifically ball of fire.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So, all this stuff was happening, and really, like, I want you guys to go and research this stuff yourself, as I say on most of these episodes. The Foo Fighter, I don't want to say flap, but like the Foo Fighters, the Foo Fighters of the 1940s. Incident. Yeah, the Foo Fighter World War II, early to mid 40s.
Hullabaloo.
Yeah. you know, Foo Fighters, they're really interesting. And some, I mean, they fucked with pilots, man. Like, there are people that came home that were not okay after seeing that, you know? And even in the TV show Taken, the miniseries Taken, they were taken by Foo Fighters at the beginning of the show. Now, as we all know, or have heard, I'm sure, of the Robertson panel. Come on, buddy. You gotta be smarter. The Robertson panel. It was a nice little committee of the fucking CIA. And they basically put Blue Book away. The Robertson panel. If you guys want to learn more on that, I suggest you to, you know, look up that shit. That's fucking crazy. But they actually spoke on this as well. They cited some Foo Fighter reports and said that they didn't appear to be threatening. And they mentioned a bunch of possible explanations for what was going on, including St. Elmo's fire, electrostatic shit going on, or electromagnetic phenomenon. Hey, look at that.
Phenomena.
But yeah, or they even said reflections off of ice crystals, which... There's not a lot of light up there, man. and these things were observed, also on the horizon with those planes, okay? Mm-hmm. Which usually St. Elmo's fire, also some electro shit, to me it's usually seen in the ground or in a little dike, you know?
So,
my name, Thorndike.
In sailing years, on old vessels...
Yeah.
They would be on top of the mast at the very top. They'll see a little light.
Okay.
Of just the electricity on top of it.
Oh, yeah, right. But yeah, that is because of basically the static electricity for that. Which is why I thought of the plane. But we also know... Well, maybe not, but static electricity is not really good for a plane.
It's a metal.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's not
a metal tube up in the sky.
Yeah, so I just don't know. Because those pilots also said they didn't, or at least the ones that I read, said that they didn't experience any problems, any malfunctions with their equipment. Everything flew okay. And they just fucking kind of observed them.
Right, and then most of them are also veteran pilots that saw it, so they know...
Yeah,
what different lightning...
Well, that actually became a thing. People were saying that the pilots that were doing it were they were drinking too much and they were seeing shit, you know? But I'm just like, dude, I don't know. Some
people also claimed they had, I think it was called pilot's vertigo.
Yeah, there was that. And then there was also them just being too tired.
Right.
Overdoing it.
I mean, it was wartime.
It was war. And they were overdoing it.
Yeah.
So what... I just don't know. That's...
And then didn't Hynek also say he didn't know what they were?
Yeah, J. Allen Hynek, who was... Well, and that's why the Robertson panel fucking tore him down.
He's like, I have no idea what this is. We need to investigate it.
So,
and they're like, no, we know what it is.
So what do you guys think of it being a Nazi weapon?
What kind of weapon
I'm not sold on it.
Yeah, what...
Because if that's a weapon, it's a pretty crap weapon because they didn't do anything with
it. And it was supposed to be and they said it was non-hostile.
Okay, well, hold on. Like I said earlier, what if it, at the beginning of it, we just call it a weapon, a Nazi weapon, as a vague term, an umbrella term for multiple Nazi experiments, right? What if those saucers or those, ball of energy, the crafts, what if they were Nazis and they weren't supposed to, because they were so far ahead, they weren't supposed to hurt them or anything. And it just kind of spooked him. I don't know.
Or just one big distraction.
Right. You know, also, during the timeline of these, people started seeing these kind of around the same time as the V2 rocket going off. So when that started happening, which, by the way, if you did not know, that is the first rocket to leave Earth and go into space and come back down. The V2.
Good old ballistic missiles.
Yeah. So thanks to a Nazi and an occultist.
That's the same thing.
You're right. You okay there? You thirsty?
Yeah.
You're real thirsty. Man, your eye's real bad.
Yeah.
Man, you shouldn't have pet that cat. You shouldn't have pet that kitty.
He hurt me.
He hurt you bad.
Anyway.
But like, he has lasting effect. I don't know. It's kind of crazy, isn't it? Fucking Von Braun and fucking Jack Parsons and...
Yep.
You know... Not helping each other by helping each other, basically. Jet propulsion and then Von Braun out there. But anyways, yeah, so you guys actually, you don't think at all this is Nazi tech?
No.
Do you think that this...
If it is Nazi tech, I would wager it is just misidentified V2.
But those are also fast, too fast. And they also can't do that.
Which is why I'm not really leaning that way. But right. If I was, that would be...
So another kind of like, well, Darius, what do you think?
I kind of feel like it's more of...
Like with the Nazi, do you think this is Nazi tech or do you think this is just...
I like to think that it's Nazi tech, but a part of me thinks it's more... Well, there's three things. I mean, I like the idea that it's like a precursor to Roswell. Like, you know, it's all the science before Roswell, and
yeah.
That's what led to them, like, getting, you know, crashing and stuff. But a part of me thinks it's really just, like, could be St. Elmo's fire, could be fatigue on the...
But you don't think it's aliens?
It's hard for me to think it's aliens.
Oh, damn. It's going to be real interesting to hear everybody else's thing. But, yeah, so I still think it could be... Possibly some kind of Nazi tech. What about the... I don't know how much you buy into this, but, like, buy into the whole, like, some alien regime helps Nazis and stuff, or demons or whatever, gave them this tech to, like, do whatever it's doing.
And it all ties back to Antarctica.
Yeah. It is Antarctica. But, do you guys at all subscribe to aliens giving the Nazis tech at all? Or anything like that?
Not really.
No.
Aliens, no.
Okay. So, what about demons?
If they did, they would have won the war.
So, let's get on to
the next one. Unless they already did win the war secretly.
Well, one, they did. Yeah. Two, what if aliens also helped us?
Yep. There's more, allegedly.
So, that's what I'm saying. Right. Like, anyways. Okay, so if you do, though, like, let's say that something did help the Nazis. What if those Foo Fighters were the people in them, the beings in them, they were the species that helped the Nazis. The
luminous beings.
Yeah.
Maybe Nazis.
No, that was just way out there. Far-fetched.
So.
He said, my turn.
I was thinking.
Or, yeah.
Is that a popcorn smell?
Unfortunately, yes. So they were described as orange lights. You know what else is typically associated with orange lights? Bigfoot.
Okay.
Ooh. Ooh.
These are the same...
Out of left field here.
These are the same creatures or beings that kind of the quantum Bigfoot theory.
What? Well, I did not see this coming.
There is the black...
Less aliens, more dimensional.
There is the black force over there in Germany.
Okay, hold on, wait. So you're saying more so... Okay, so not necessarily the quantum Bigfoot... I'm not saying
I subscribe to this.
No, but I'm saying... Oh, no. Let's take out the Bigfoot and the quantum Bigfoot shit, and let's just say interdimensional beings. Not necessarily the Bigfoot, but like it could be something else.
I'm not even saying that they are, I guess, actively... participating. It could be whatever they're doing is just kind of like phasing into our reality.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. And why do you think it would be during that time? with a lot of energy just around that. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they had something going on their end and just happened to bleed through at the same time. Who knows?
Hmm. It's interesting. What do you guys think of that? With it being interdimensional. That's crazy.
Again, that would be cool.
Interdimensional, yes. Having to do with Bigfoot. Interdimensional,
no, we discussed that. I think right. that was him giving the example right, of like, yeah, the quantum thing. Yeah. I hear what
you're possibly.
Okay.
I could see where you're coming from.
Especially with saucer-shaped UFOs.
Yeah.
I'm more inclined to believe the dimensional than
right.
Coming from space.
So, we do know that the Nazis actually had a UFO. The Bell.
The Nazi Bell, yeah.
Because
that was the either interdimensional or time travel hopping. Yeah.
Not this one. It's not that. That's like the time machine kind of thing. More so like this. The actual Nazi UFO. Which is kind of weird because I guess they said it's shaped like a bell, but like I know the Nazi bell has been attached to the Kecksburg crash, which okay. I can kind of see it. But anyways, the way it is, it's supposed to look like a bell from like the profile view.
I don't like that.
Okay, well, the thing is they actually had 15 of these. And that's real. We know that. Yeah. Okay, so, and that's what has been disclosed. So there could have been more. You don't think these could have been those Foo Fighters? Which, guys, if you need to look it up, I'm going to say that it is called, which some of you already know it, and you're just like, gosh, please say it. Die Glock?
Yes, Die Glock.
Die Glock? So, yeah, check that out. I guess the Nazi bell is just that time machine bell thing. But I could have sworn that something I was reading also said it was shaped like a bell when they were described. Which it is, I guess. It is kind of shaped like a bell. So, okay. I can see it. But yeah, like, I mean, you don't think. Now, these are also, aren't these the same things that they said they encountered in Antarctica? Dude, I think it is. I think these are the same thing. So, like, I don't know. You don't think it could be this? Because this, we know this exists. We just don't know if it... I don't know if it flew or not. You know what I mean?
So, like, you're looking at these pictures of, like, the bells.
Okay, yeah, not those ones. Let me show you.
Okay, I was wondering.
National
Bell Fest. I've seen it, but, like, what is... No, I've seen it. No, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
But... What the hell are the other ones?
So the Nazi bell, those things that you were looking at, I don't know what that is. Okay, but the Nazi bell that I'm talking about is like...
It looks just the same thing.
It looks like a time travel thing. No, that's not what we're talking about.
Wait, what?
Type in Nazi UFO.
Nazi.
So you can be on
the... Dude, that looks straight up like...
Let me see.
The thing from Ancient Aliens. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've seen the episode on Ancient Aliens with the Nazi bell. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Bell. It's always brought up.
Do you have the Nazi UFO? Yeah, not that. Type in the Nazi UFO.
Okay, Nazi Bell UFO.
No, it keeps cutting back video.
This right here. That's what they had. And they had... We actually know they had 15 of those. Like, the public knows that. That is declassified information.
Huh? I thought it was just a fucking bell.
Uh-uh. No, but that looks like a bell. You see?
Yeah.
So there's two like Nazi bell things.
But,
there's
one I've never actually looked into it. So when I looked up the Nazi bell UFO, and I just kept on getting these pictures of these bells.
So no, that is so the that that's bell the time right there one, right? is the time machine UFO right, that, one. Yeah. Right.
Gotcha.
Where it fell in Pennsylvania, I'm pretty sure. But anyways,
it fell in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well, no, they found no. There was a sighting of a bell shaped craft in Pennsylvania, and people think that it's the Nazi bell.
I'm surprised they haven't done an episode on this one.
I mean, you know. Well, Nazis, we typically get like one or two Nazis a year, like episodes, so.
There's still Antarctica and what? Last year.
I don't know. Antarctica was pretty big, though. So. But yeah, so what do you guys. So then what are we on then? Are we on. Like, what is everybody's final thoughts, I think, on this?
I think it's ball lightning.
I think it's ball lightning too.
Really?
Yeah.
You're really on that? And are you going with your dimensional multi or interdimensional?
First of all, this explains everything about Antarctica.
You put that map away. It's a lie.
Why? It tells you where the pyramids are. It tells you where the Nazis are, where there's palm trees, where there's those guys.
Easter Island
monoliths. Guys were there. And then where's the UFO?
It's there. It's at 5. Right there. Anyways, is that the one you're going with?
I'm not sure what the other one was.
That's probably where I would go with it.
I like it, man. I like it. I am going to go extraterrestrial.
Think so?
Yeah, I think that I'm not sure if...
This is the first time I've seen it in a while.
Okay, so extraterrestrial, do you believe these extraterrestrials were working with any earthly entities?
I do. I think that these things were... I think they had two ways, two-way agenda. I do think there was some assistance maybe with the Nazis. I don't know, man. There's just the things that they did... And I understand a lot of other countries have done them. But these experiments that they performed, the excelling in aviation that happened, there was just a lot of technology boom at once. And since then, and because of their advancements, we live in this modern world of today.
All right.
And it just feels like 5 years of that. Oh, we'll give 10 because we know that Hitler got in like 4 or 5 years before 40, I think in 36 or something. But sure, like, and they could have got a lot of shit done, you know, and that kind of government structure. For sure. They could have got a lot done and a lot advanced.
And we could accomplish the same thing if we invest in STEM.
Yeah. But think of, I don't know, man. There's just something weird about the technology thing that makes me feel like there was something there. And also just knowing about the occult, knowing about Heimler, knowing about how Aleister Crowley was somebody that like was active in this government. Like there's just, and then also you can, I don't know, you just look at these, the Nazis were real supernatural. Especially the SS. And I also think that, you know, that they're still around. And I think that they're some... I don't know if they call themselves Nazis or anything. Or the Fourth Reich or something. But, like, I don't know. Or maybe it's still the Third Reich. Who knows? But I do think that there's still some around. I think that's a political view. But I also think that they are more now even attached... and intertwined to the deeper state of even America or the world. And I would have to say that if extraterrestrials have visited us, they are controlling us. And they would be a part, obviously, of these certain occults being Nazi or whatever they're called now. Freemasonry and just magic and shit like that, whatever. That kind of stuff. I don't know. I'm also high. So, but like for me right now, I think they were some kind of extraterrestrial. And I do think they were working with humans. I'm assuming Nazis. However, I am also open to the second part of the agenda, which was they give the Nazis a little bit why they observe the like war and like how they may use it or so, I don't know, shit like that.
Here, kid, have this.
Yeah, like something like that. Yeah, like something like that. I don't know. I really did think about the ball lightning though. That was really my first thought. But
it's a fact that we don't know a lot about it that we can't.
Yeah, but it's just one of those things that also like. It's just the way it moved.
Like, the way it moved, and also isn't ball lightning typically not those colors?
Well, also,
we don't know a lot about it.
Yeah, but and also ball lightning does, at least majority observed on the ground, not in the air. The only time that I've seen air stuff is usually with sails.
But that's so almost fire at that point.
Right. So, I mean, which they're all changing, but like also, like, I don't know, man. That, like, look at the fucking Brown Mountain Lights.
I was about to bring that up. That's
so, but I think, I really do think that that's caused by the quartz charged in the mountains. Like, I think that is a natural reaction to energy because those are the purest quartz. You know, well, we all know that that mineral is very, yeah, like all that fun shit. But it holds energy really well. It's a good conductor. I'm pretty sure. I might be wrong now once I think about it. I don't know. It's good.
Quartz is good at that.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so cool. But anyways, yeah. I really do think that that's the reason for the Brown Mountain Lights. But we're not talking about that. Even though it is kind of related to Foo Fighters, so... So is that where we're going with? You guys are going with...
I'm going with a form of either ball lightning or Sam almost.
Yeah, same. And then you're interdimensional?
Yeah.
And I'm extraterrestrial. Thanks, man. I always knew I can count on you in the end. Man, I'm disappointed you didn't think it was Bigfoot. I'm just joking. I'm totally joking.
Bigfoot in the sky.
All right, guys. That is it from us. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please look into Foo Fighters. There's actually a lot of cool stuff about it. And there's actually a documentary series that I kind of found and is really cool. It's called like War Stories and it's called like World War Weird. And they talk about experiments happening during the war, certain technological advances. It's really interesting. And Foo Fighters was a part of it and they were tying it more in with the Nazi tech and shit like that. But as always, they don't answer anything. But yeah. You guys got anything else to say? Are you guys cool?
Yeah, we're good.
We finishing on that?
Good. We're gonna give you the best. The best.
Hey, so next week, real quick, I'll let you guys know what we're doing next week. Darius, I'll let you talk about that.
Yeah, we're doing Polybius.
There you go. So just real quick, just a quick synopsis, just to leave them hanging.
It's the video game cabinet that never existed.
And there you guys go. We're doing an internet mystery. And a midnight climax. Yeah, it's midnight climax next week, guys, so you better bring your water, because we're going to be hydrated. Through the 80s. All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Thank you.